We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3392. We're in the third year of the reign of Koresh, the Persian king. And that's the time that Daniel gets his vision that's recorded towards the end of the book of Daniel, where he sees about the four kingdoms that would rule the world. Koresh is actually killed the third year of his reign. Now that's the third year of his global reign. He had 27 years before that where he was king over Persia. And then he had the great war in which he was victorious over the Babylonian Empire, and he took over the Babylonian Empire. Last week, Monday, we described how the empires were small until the Assyrian Empire came along, which was huge, and it swallowed up all the other empires, much bigger than any empire the Middle East had seen until then, and swallowed up Egypt, Moab, Edom, Ammon, Israel, Tsur. All these small empires were swallowed up by the Assyrian Empire, as we saw that the Assyrian general said, "You don't have enough dust in your land to cover the legs of my horses." Right? So that was last week. We discussed how the Assyrian Empire evolved into the Babylonian Empire, and then the Babylonian Empire was swallowed up by the Persian Mede Empire, Paras and Madai. So now you're extending into the Middle East, all the way out to Iran. So your kingdom has come swooping over into Israel, and this huge kingdom of Paras and Madai takes over. On the eastern side of the Euphrates, the western side of the Euphrates, all the way down to Egypt. So Koresh has 3 years when he is in charge of this whole large kingdom. There are different midrashim about how Koresh was actually killed, how he died. And after Koresh dies, he has a son named Cambyses, and he is the next king. Now, it's recorded that this Cambyses was actually what's recorded in the book of Ezra as the king who's called Artaxasta. And we're not sure exactly how the history plays itself out now. We know that the first Koresh gave license to the Jews to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. And after that, we had a king who stopped the building. And the king who stopped the building, some want to say, that's this Cambyses, the second king of Persia. We know that the non-Jews in Israel, led by Haman's son Shimshi, sent a letter saying that if you let the Jews rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, they will use it to fortify themselves to rebel against you. Until this point, their argument is the kingdoms, the empires, only controlled the eastern side of the Euphrates, maximum till the Jordan, and Israel was the one who was in charge in that area near the Jordan and down to Egypt. And now the Jews think they're going to regain that strength. And so Cambyses is convinced, and he sends word, stop building the second Beit HaMikdash. And Cambyses, according to one interpretation, is the king Artaxasta in the book of Ezra. Some say that the story called Maaseh Yehudit, where we know there was a general who was evil to the Jews, and there was a Jewish woman who seduced him and then cut off his head. So some say that was during this time period. Cambyses had a judge named Shimon. And Shimon, whenever people would bribe him, he would twist the case in their favor. Yeah. So what Cambyses did was he had Shimon skinned alive. They took off his skin, and then he took his skin and had his scientists wrap the judge's chair with that skin. And afterwards, he appointed the next judge, Shimon's son, Ito ben Shimon, to sit on his father's skin on that bench. Meaning the judge's bench was wrapped with his father's skin to remind them to be honest. But he wasn't any better. What?
Didn't it smell? No.
What? I don't know how they did it. This Artaxasta Cambyses was very wicked and very cruel, and when he felt he might be in danger, so he killed his own brother, who was a righteous person. He killed his sister, and then he fell on his own sword one time when he was riding, and he died. So that's the end of Artaxasta. Then we have Daryavish Mega. He is the third king in Persia, and we know that he ruled for 1 year and died. And then we move on to the next Daryavish, who is called Daryavish Xerxes, and he is the king in the fourth year. He's the fourth king in Persia. Others want to say that he is the second Artaxasta. We find in the end of the book of Nehemiah that there was another Artaxasta who was in charge. And in his day, there were many solar eclipses. And they kept seeing the sun being eclipsed. You could see stars during the day. And our sages saw in that a sign that wars were coming. And in fact, he had 18 years of wars with the Greeks, who ultimately overtook the Persian Mede Empire. And in his day, there was extraordinary global warming. People's skin would dry out from the heat. That's something we saw this year. There was a dryness this year that we haven't experienced here in Israel. People had dry skin. I went to the pharmacy to get a cream for dry skin. The pharmacist told me I never had so many people showing up. I said, yeah, I never bought, you know, chapstick and stuff for dry skin. I never needed it. She said, yeah, extraordinary. This year was drier than other years. So that's what's recorded in this Daryavish's time, that people's skins were peeling and rotting. And a lot of people just went insane from the heat in his time. And says that people would run to the water. It was so hot that people would just jump in and sometimes drown. It says that he had a lot of insanity in his day. People dried out. One of the issues we have with the heat is that we don't notice how thirsty we are. Our body doesn't tell us to drink. And so in his days, he found much of his kingdom losing their sanity. And he found that people were also dying. There was a lot of plagues in that time from the heat. And something was going on with the climate. That was the time of Hippocrates the doctor. Okay, historically, if we're looking for a time period, Hippocrates the doctor, Hippocratic Oath, yes. So that was during this time period. This later Daryavish, Daryavish Xerxes. He made it his business to destroy the capital of Babylon. He brought it and he made it into dumps. And he was assassinated by his chief general. His son Greasy was appointed king after him. And then Darius Arta, each of these were king for a very short time. Daryavish Arta was only for a year. And then we find Artaxasta, the seventh king. And that's where we'll pick up. He was the good king who sends us back and tells us rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and he's going to stand by it. Who exactly he is, we're not sure. The Malbim argues that he is the son of Esther, and others want to say that he is the husband of Esther. Meaning, we're not sure how to view Ahasuerus in the book of Esther. Was he so evil and everything he did was bad? And the way we all know that when he told her up to half my kingdom, he meant not including the land of Israel and rebuilding the temple? Or was he actually in the end, did he have a change of heart? And then he was the one that gave license to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. We know that it happened sometime around then. Sometime at the end of the story of Esther. Was it still in Ahasuerus' reign or his son? There are differing opinions about that. So that's where we're up to now, Artaxasta, the seventh king of Persia.